Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Man, we're approaching the middle of August already. I hope you've had a great summer, been out and done a little grilling or smoking in your backyard. I know I have, and we continue to enjoy the beautiful summer season. I think we're on the back shoulder of it, but we're getting there. One of the things that Barbecue Bob is much better at than me is grilling pizzas in the backyard. And this isn't...
Is that a fact?
It is a fact.
I've never took a survey on that.
Right. Well, I'm just telling you, I'm admitting it.
He and, grills the salad.
Yeah, admitting it.
Right. I grill salads, yeah, you grill the pizza. Right, yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's talk about some pizza, man. You're the one that wants to talk about a method.
Yeah. Well, and there are several ways to do... Thanks for joining us. Welcome back. And thanks for sticking around for another segment. If that other one didn't drive you away, this one will. But... Let's talk about some pizza. There are different ways to do pizzas on your grill, and depending on the kind of grill you have, it's going to change your method, right? Because, let's face it, not everybody has, I don't know how many I have, but not everybody has this huge plethora of cooking devices in their yard. Most wives won't put up with it, for one thing.
Yeah.
Mine barely does.
When the topic comes up, Michelle just stops with, he's got a lot of grills, and that's all she says. And people are like, oh, yeah? She doesn't even elaborate. She's like, well, yeah, he's got a lot of grills.
Yeah, and you're safe because that's your house.
Right.
You're not married. Once you get married, it's not your house anymore.
He's close enough.
It's not a lot of difference.
It's hers.
There's not a lot of difference.
Well,
there
is a difference, though. When you tie the knot, you lose everything.
Right. Right.
You already found that out.
Right. Been there. Been there, done
Sorry
that,
about that,
brother.
So anyway, let's talk about something positive. Right. Grilled pizza methods. Okay, if you have a Weber kettle, and who doesn't? I don't think I do right now, come to think of it. I gave it away. But the Weber kettle's great for...
Chaz has got three, though. You can borrow one.
Yeah, well, some people do, and that's big in California. They have Weber kettles.
But Chaz is like on Patterson.
So. I think my brother has seven.
Really?
Billy.
Kettles.
Really? Yeah.
That's funny. Well, that's a big deal in some places.
And there's
a
reason.
It's all they have.
Right.
Well, it's cool. It works, but I would prefer to have a couple gas if I'm going to have a bunch of grills. I don't always want to have to wait because sometimes I'm getting home late from work and I just need to fire up something quick. But anyway, if you're going to do pizza on a basic, let's do that. The kettle. I'm going to say get a pizza stone.
Charcoal fired.
I'm going to do a pizza stone.
What's a pizza stone?
Come on.
No.
Ceramic.
I'm just helping everybody.
It's ceramic. Everybody knows.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you think? No?
Well.
You don't?
Yeah.
It's a nice ceramic block that you put on the grill. It's round.
Yeah, you can buy them at any store.
Any grill store is going to have them. Yeah, it gives you that smooth heat.
Target, Home Depot, they got them all over the place.
Right.
And if you're buying a big green egg.
You're deflecting the heat, though, right?
Yeah, it's ceramic, so you're not deflecting it. You're actually, and here's where people make a mistake. You're putting it on your grate so that you're evening out your heat. You don't put your pizza on the stone and then set the stone on the grill. You put your stone on the grill. You get your fire going and you put your stone on the grill and you let that stone heat up because that's going to actually radiate. And right before you throw your pizza on there, you just put some corn dust on it, some corn powder, like corn meal, basically.
Corn powder or meal? Which one do I use?
Fairy dust.
It depends on what store you shop at and how it's labeled.
Right, yeah.
So the pizza stone is going to diffuse your heat because a lot of grills
even
have
it out.
Hot spots.
Right.
You know, so this will take care of it.
It's kind of like the big infrared.
Right. So when I got my pizza dough, am I oil in the back of that thing, or do I really not need it because I've got that cornmeal on there?
Well, that's a great point.
Or dust.
That's a great point. If you're putting pixie dust on it.
Right.
You guys are awful. I'm just going to drink a beer. You just take over.
Right. Well, I'm not the pizza guy. You're the pizza guy, so you've got no time
for
a drink
of beer. You got to let me talk,
then. Right, I do.
Okay. So oil, I'd save that for a different method. If you're putting it on a stone, you want to put some cornmeal on there.
Right.
Because you want that. And you've all seen it. You've gotten the wood-fired pizzas at your fancy restaurants. Like I had one last night, and it's, you know, it's got all kinds of cornmeal on the bottom. It's just a, I don't know, wonderful little way to put a lubricant on the floor of that whatever you're cooking on. So you
just
can get your
creates
crust
a little
off
bit
it.
Of an airspace in there, so
crisps
that
it up and
they're
keep,
like little round
keeps
pebbles
it from sticking up. Yeah, yeah, ball bearings would work. I think you could probably
these are food ball
use
bearings.
BBs. But so oil, that's a great point, and you can oil up a crust if you're going to do it just on the grill.
Right.
And that brings you into a different method, and there's different ways to do that. So the cool thing is you can do it any way you want. It's your grill. This is the one part of the home you absolutely own. She can't tell you what to do there. If she does, you're going to break.
Unless you ask her for help.
Look, if you do, don't just turn the radio off right now.
But now, one of the cool things, when you guys showed me this for the very first time, and I was just regaling years ago, we were down with Old World Olive Press, and we did this, and we were on the indirect. We were on the tech. And we oiled it up, but the important thing that I learned there is you flip the crust.
Before you put all the toppings on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you grill both sides, and that's kind of the reverse method for building a pizza, is grilling it. So when you say put oil on it, you oil it up, grill it on both sides, and then sometimes what you can do, and then that's actually it's not indirect because that was grilling on top of a low radiant infrared heater, but you could do it indirect or direct. But if you're doing it direct like that, you're going to crisp it up. And then what I would tell you is to maybe build it backwards and put your cheese on it and then your toppings and go without the sauce.
And let them soak in.
Because the cheese is going to melt. If you flip that thing over, throw your cheese on there right away. You can put a little bit of sauce on there, but then put your toppings on, shut the grill off, shut the lid, and let it finish off.
There'll be enough heat,
let it coast.
Residual heat in the grill to let it cook. Because the part about baking a pizza is you're not so much doing the toppings. Most of them are either edible raw or they're already cooked in the form of meats, right? You don't usually, I guess you put some raw sausage on there, but not too often. My point is that you're just trying to heat everything up. You're not trying to cook it so much in this scenario.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of actually putting raw sausage on. If it's a really good Italian sausage, I'm a fan of that because you're going to render some fat off, and who doesn't want a really greasy pizza?
Yeah, but it's also cured at that point. It's smoked or cured. Yeah.
Probably.
Right.
But
yeah, when you said you'd flip it over and shut the lid and turn the heat off, I just want to make sure that nobody's eating raw sausage.
Yeah, I had a dinner date last week with my sister-in-law. My brother's actually in rehab. He's got Parkinson's. So my sister-in-law has been staying with us, and we went to our favorite little place in Lowell, the Flat River Grill. And it's Wine Down Wednesday. I invited you. And
I said, no, already had a date.
She ordered the pizza with the sausage on it and told him not to take the sausage.
Not to what the
sausage? She doesn't want the sausage. I said, well, why'd you get a sausage pizza? And why don't you like sausage? She goes, I don't like the shape. I was like, really? Now I've heard everything.
Well, anyway,
I digress.
I can reshape your sausage for you.
Why did I even bring that up with you?
When I do the pizzas at my house, I have a natural gas behind, and I have a big cast iron griddle that goes on top.
Yep.
And I have been
doing that. Works well, too.
Really thin crisp.
Yep.
Crispy
thin
pizzas.
Crisp?
Yeah, you know, the thin crisp.
It's just like a thin crust.
Right.
So, okay, let's talk about some crazy pizzas, but the producer's giving us signals saying we got 30 seconds. So
you have no time to talk about crazy pizzas.
No. Or thin crisp.
Well, let's talk about something crazy. We got Big Paulie, one of our board members from the East Coast, that's going to talk about some fancy East Coast grilling, and we're looking forward to talking to him. So stick with us.
I want
to
hear some Reba.
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.